restricting each to the letters to be found in the name of a particular friend. It is possible to imagine that the artists whose work we live with constitute not a vocabulary, but an alphabet by means of which we spell our lives. This idea as a subject interests me, but it is not what I have done in the following.